Let's talk about things we can do to protect ourselves and what's coming down the pike for the country with Dr. Tom Tsai. He's been on the program with us before, senior fellow at the Harvard Global Health Institute. It's good to have you back. And let me just start off with the negative stuff. What is worrying you most? Because you hear about almost, I think if you add it all up, 25, 30 cases in the United States, almost you got to believe that that's just the tip of the iceberg.
My biggest worry, Adam, is we're losing steam and the pandemic fatigue is continuing to grow. It's yet another wave. And you know, with this new variant and a lot of concern, there's still data that are emerging and will be emerging in the next days to weeks on truly how much more transmissible it may be and what level of immune escape it may have in terms of being able to infect individuals with prior exposure or more importantly, folks who've already been vaccinated. But my biggest worry is that for individuals to not forget the tools that have worked over the last year and a half. Our toolbox remains the same. We also have more effective tools in that toolbox. And for individuals who are not vaccinated, vaccination still remains incredibly important. For folks who are vaccinated, getting the booster shots is incredibly important. Only 22% of vaccinated individuals have had boosters so far. And really is sticking to the principles that we know have worked in the past. But with winter coming on, and I think my worry is that, that for folks to not give up hope, we know what works and that has kept people safe. We've got to just double down on the interventions that we know can protect people from Omicron, Delta, or any of the potential other variants of COVID-19.
Some of those obvious things we know about wearing masks, but not any particular kind of mask. I mean, there's always the debate between you see a lot of the blue surgical masks versus the KN95s, I think they are. Which at this point should we be using? Should we always go with it's either the N95 or the KN95, the ones that come from China, or can we stick with that blue surgical?
I think err on the side of caution. There's clear data that the N95 and the variants that come from that in terms of the Chinese masks or the Korean versions, they can be more effective in a level of protection. So better quality masks is still an important piece of the puzzle, but wearing a mask is better than no mask. Interacting in outdoor spaces more difficult in the winter, but in places where indoor ventilation is adequate is still really important. So again, it's not about either or. It's about still going back to that layering on, the interventions that we know that work, but still built on the bedrock of ensuring that we continue to increase the rates of vaccinations and boosters in our country.
How quickly will we know about what you referred to in your first response to us about the ability of vaccines to at least prevent severe outcome if you should become a breakthrough case?
Vaccines are very effective for the most prominent variant in the U.S. And I think
Delta.
With the news of Omicron that's been dominating the news, in the U.S., it's still important to remember that the Delta variant is still the most prevalent variant in the country. And the vaccines are incredibly effective for that. The breakthrough cases are exceedingly rare. Only about 1% of individuals have had breakthrough cases. If you're vaccinated, the rate of hospitalization gets reduced to 1 in 1,000. And the risk of death is even much lower than that, less than 1 in 10,000 among vaccinated individuals overall. So vaccines have been effective and remain effective for the most prevalent number of COVID cases in the U.S.
But now that we have the Omicron cases being identified, how long will it take for doctors worldwide or here in the States to determine whether the vaccines have a level of efficacy and not about infection, about severe outcome?
That I think may take a little bit longer. Some preliminary data on a population level is emerging from South Africa already. That's been announced. There's been preprint research papers coming out of South Africa. So I think over the course of the next several weeks, we'll have more clarity. And WHO has that timeline in place as well. So I think it's also important to not jump to conclusions too quickly either. But I think the important thing is to stay tuned. It'll be a lot more clinical information, epidemiology information coming in over the next days to weeks.
And a bit of advice. A lot of us are going to be traveling in the next couple of weeks. Let's assume that the people you're visiting are all vaccinated and have booster shots, that the people traveling are all vaccinated and boosted, with the obvious precautions of, making sure that people are vaccinated, even maybe doing an over-the-counter test. Can you still take these trips or should we delay them?
You know, if you've hit the nail on the head, and I think one thing that we've talked a lot about in the past, and I think is the need for has reemerged, is the need for testing. The testing can tell you the information of whether you not have COVID. So I think it can still be safe to travel with the adequate precautions of not just, you know, masking when you're traveling and being vaccinated to begin with, but testing has an incredible role. And I know over the course of the pandemic, we've talked about PCR tests and then a role for antigen tests. And really, this is the moment where the need for the at-home tests becomes incredibly paramount. That way, we can take the uncertainty out of the equation of whether somebody may have a breakthrough infection, whether Omicron or otherwise, and react to data and change our behavior to data to break the future change of transmission. So at-home tests are incredibly important now. The White House planned to increase the access to at-home tests and encourage them to be free and covered by insurance. While imperfect as a process, I think signals really importantly that the role that testing has for individuals, whether they're traveling for the holidays or not, to you know, test frequently with the antigen test, because it will tell you if you are infected and in an infectious stage of having COVID-19.
Dr. Tom Tsai, Senior Fellow at the Harvard Global Health Institute, always good to have you here, and thank you. Wishing you all the best. Also want to point out that Dr. Tsai is an assistant professor in the Department of Health Policy and Management at Harvard's T.H. Chan School of Public Health.